Okay, we are in the middle of the laws of Refuah, Refuah on Shabbos. Okay, we're up to Halacha Gimel, HaChoshesh B'Shinav. We'll try to go through these three very quickly because a lot of these things are a little bit outdated. Okay, so we'll just see. Let's run. Halacha Gimel, page Resh, Simit Sadi Aleph, Halacha Gimel. Okay, again, a lot of these things are outdated, and don't just take your doctor's advice. What needs to be doing, all these homemade remedies do not necessarily work anymore. No, because we don't do what it says here to do. You know, we don't do. If you have a toothache, no one's going to take vinegar and pour gargling vinegar for a toothache today. When was the last time you heard someone do that?
Tomorrow Shabbos, you don't see.
You have a stomach ache. You don't go put bankis. Yeah, okay. Okay, people do bankis. Someone actually came to bring me bankis. Someone actually not so long ago. Very strange. Okay, let's see. They still do it. All right, let's see. Halacha Gimel, HaChoshesh B'Shinav B'Meichush B'Alma. Person has a minor toothache. The Ein Lo Tzar Gadol, does not have a major pain, ailment. Lo yigama bohen chomitz, one is not allowed to gargle vinegar, osher mashker lurefuah, or some type of medicine for the teeth. The yifloid esamashker, and spit out the vinegar. Why? Ela migame bale. If you want, the best you can do is you can swallow vinegar. You can gargle vinegar and you can swallow it. Good luck to you. Ela migame bale oitayvel esap bypass. Or you can dip your bread in vinegar and you can eat the bread. And by eating the bread in vinegar, so the vinegar is going to make contact with your gums, with your teeth, and it's going to ease the pain. That can be done. Why? Because it's not nearer the same yisa we learned yesterday. It's not nearer lehedya that you're doing it l'shem refuah. If you swallow, gargle vinegar and you spit it out, then it's the only reason why you would do that is because you have a toothache. And then you're violating Chazal's takana. You're not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos for nechush ba'alma. But if you swallow the vinegar, so there are people, it's not a very large percent of the population, but there are people that like to sip vinegar. There are such people. They do stranger things than that. You want to dip your bread in vinegar? I don't know if this is today, but you want to dip your bread in vinegar? There are people that like to dip bread in vinegar and to eat the bread. It's okay. Okay, all right. But this is what it says. So you can do this, but you cannot spit it out. You're not allowed to gargle with some type of mashke, elaboleas of in this shop. And this shop, the best you can do is it has to be done in a way where it's not nikur lehedya that it's being done l'shem refuah. Chazal allowed you to take medicine when it's something which is not nikur lehedya, and it's a food which there are people out there that indeed would eat this food. Halacha dalet, hachayshesh b'masnav, a person, or you'll see the shem some halacha on the bottom, hachayshesh b'shinav, b'meichosh ba'alma, back on the previous column, halacha gimel on the bottom, ayin l'chayyadam, d'osso litin alashen. I don't know what that word is.
Spiritus.
You know what this is? Yeah.
Negelach is what he calls, like besamim.
Spices, okay.
Yeah, spices.
And what's the other thing?
Spirits. A lot of people, what they do, they have a toothache, they'll take schnapps and they'll hold.
Okay.
They'll put the schnapps on.
The subin chanim, the cold zemuchach, or subin is bran, hot bran. Taking some type of medicine, all of this is muchach shul refuah.
That's not with schnapps. Schnapps is definitely not
muchach. No, you're not drinking schnapps. What you're doing is you're taking schnapps, you're putting it in the mouth, and it's like a...
So all of these things are the kol zem muchach. All of these examples are things muchach shehu lerefuah. It's clear you're doing l'shem refuah. Imloy dukov. So obviously these things cannot be done unless, of course, it's in terrible, terrible pain. Imloy dukov leituva. Unless a person is in a lot of pain, that's not called a meichush. Then you become a choyle. You become a choyle l'shem sakon, and then you can do whatever you want. Tuva shemitzar kol gufa. If the pain is so great that your entire body shakes from the pain, of course, then you can do all of these things. If the person is sarkal gufa, you can do it through a shinui. If you can't do it through a shinui, you can do it in kedarka. I'm not sure who that is. Diyesh shinayim shoinayim tulim bohem. This is the interesting thing, isn't it? There are some teeth that are connected to your eyes. Somehow we have this tradition, and therefore when it comes to the eyes, what are the eye teeth? There are such things. You heard this? I've never heard this before.
Certain position of a certain teeth
that are called eye teeth have nothing to do with the eye.
Okay, but there is a tradition. There is a tradition that the teeth are connected. There are, I don't know what this is all about, but there is such a thing. And if you're familiar with this thing, so then there's another principle he's introducing here, which will be mentioned later on by the Hishchodach, is anytime there's an issue with the eye, that's a different league. Eye is a different league. You can do almost anything for the eye. Come on, Andy, we'll talk about it before. So therefore, if you have something that's, you have a tooth, and the tooth that you are convinced that this tooth is somehow connected to your eye, whatever this means.
Well, you're going to have a rotten cavity, the cavity splits, and sometimes you rot the filling rots.
Yeah.
And you're going to get a terrible headache. I mean, it's going to
it goes up.
You might feel it all the way up.
You feel it up.
Right up your jawline.
It comes near to the eye.
Jawline into the eye.
Okay.
A tooth can affect the whole.
Sometimes when it gets, you feel it going up, but it's saying it goes up mamish into the eye. So that's a different league. That it goes without saying, you can do whatever you need to do with the diyesh nam she'ainayim tulim bochem v'ikri chol shiyesh by sakana v'ayin shamash kosa b'sevehete v'chin kosa p'skedin v'mal tzemach tzedek hachadoshes the das harash the b'shinav the ke'ev the kov le'tuva havei misafik have a kimora shel chalal. It's like the gallbladder, is what he means to say. Or mechallin alecho haShabbos ayin sham. Not only can you take medicine, you can even be mechallel Shabbos. You can go to the emergency room.
What's the case?
The teeth, eyes, and the teeth. If you have a very great,
if it has to do with the eye,
you can be mechallel Shabbos. And you have the ayin pasha deloy mari b'chol kev shnayim. Of course, it's not disgusting. You have to know what the situation. A minor toothache does not allow you to be mechallel Shabbos. Obviously, we're dealing with the toothache. Person has experience. Person has instructions from the dentist that this type of ailment can be very, very serious. Then, of course, the teeth have the status of the eye, and the eye has the status of an internal. Internal wound, in which you're allowed to be mechallel Shabbos.
Had a lot of cases in the last year. I mean, they make on
everything.
Because they had a lot of cases. I mean, I had a doctor in my shul who was a doctor already, and he passed out making rounds in Mount Sinai, and he was with a lot of doctors. He ended up with an infection on his heart because he. As it turned out, he flossed his teeth too hard, and he got a wound. He got an open wound in his gums, and he got germs in the gum, and it traveled to his heart. And he was on IV for a week.
Wow!
You got cellulitis.
No, he
did. Don't flush.
No. Halacha Dalid.
In the hospital, when it got, he passed out.
Okay, halacha dal hachoshesh b'masna of a person has a stomach pain. Stomach uchadoyme v'chein mi sheyesh lo chatotin b'rosh a person has scabs on his head. B'medino is elu kevin she'ein noigim losach b'shemen. So it seems that the refu for the scabs is to apply oil or to put on the stomach a mechosh. If there's an internal, you have some, I don't know, constipation, if that's what it is. I do not know what this is. It's a mechosh b'masna. And the common refu was to apply, smear some type of oil. Since he writes here in Hungary, it's not our custom anymore. It's not medical practice to do this. They only did this l'shem refuah. What he's coming to allude to is the Gemara. The Gemara Mamish talks about this case of smearing oil on your body because of you're in pain, and the Gemara there says that it's mutter because, you know, of course, the oil has to cast the oil, which is a very, it's not a thick oil, it's not a shayla of mimareach. But since the time of Chazal, it was very common to smear oil on your body for pleasure. That's one of the five inuyim, right? That's one of the five inuyim on Yom Kippurim. You're not allowed to smear oil on your body. So they did it for pleasure. It was a type of diora, and this is what they did. So now, when you, the reason why you're doing it, this goes back to the principle that we learned yesterday, which always comes back. If you are putting on oil on your body, so if someone is observing you do this, what's the conclusion they're going to make? Oh, he just wants to enjoy himself. He wants to remove odor. He's doing this for Chavit Shabbos, and he's doing it in a way that there's not any Chil Shabbos. It's a very thin batter of oil. It's very thin. It's not thick. There's no mareach. And since the average person will assume you're doing it for permissible purposes, it's mutter. Even though in your mind the only reason why I'm applying oil is because of refuah. So it's mutter. But the Ketz Shulchan Aruch says something very controversial. This idea is always discussed in the Poskim. Times have changed. And if times have changed, scary statement, the halacha has changed. And since in our day and age, it's one thing to say that l'chumra, but to say l'chul, that's when you really get into this. But it's even the chidush to say l'chul l'chumra also. Times have changed. No one today is putting oil on their body. No one's smearing oil on their body. The best you'll do is you put on deodorant, but you have to have a nonsense. You don't have a smell. The only thing you put on, you cannot have a fragrance. But no one puts an oil on their body. And when an observer witnesses you smearing oil on your body, they're going to come to the conclusion it's because the person is not well. He has a nechush. He has some discomfort. And he's doing it l'shem refuah. It's maris sign. Not a smaris sign. Once it's maris sign, mele, it's osur. Dava, that's osur. Mishum maris sign is osur. Afilu bechadre chadorim. It's also do even in complete privacy. So times have changed, and therefore the halacha has changed. L'chumra, even though time chazal was mutar b'zman hazeh, this is aser. Halacha. Hey, ha goineach mikeev, a person is coughing due to some heartache. Sherufu also linak bepiv min oez, then the way, what is the solution? Ancient medicine is to nurse from a goat. Mutar linak b'shabbos, you're allowed to put your mouth to the goat and to nurse. We learned there are multiple possible averos doing milking an animal on Shabbos. One is noilat. You're going from a solid to a liquid. That was one of the main problems. Muksa. First of all, you're touching the animal. Touching and moving the animal b'chal is muksa. Noilat. Until now, the milk was inside of the animal, so it was begedra solid. And now when it comes into the pan, it's a liquid. That was the primary serum. So and over here, but what was one of the solutions that we learned back a couple of weeks ago? Is that if you milk an animal into a solid, into cheese, so, and right away the milk turns into at least partially, girls into a partially solid item, you're going from a solid to a solid. And if the animal is begeder sakana, and the animal tzar balechayim, plus you will suffer a loss. If the animal is harmed, you will suffer a loss. So we learned in the whole long sugya that there are ways to be matir on Shabbos. So here the person needs it for refuah. So it's not mamash malachil malacha deraisa. Everyone agrees that milking an animal on Shabbos is not a malacha deraisa. It's the best malacha derabbanan of Noilad. Let's take it back. According to what we had, we had one opinion that was Deraisa. Was Deraisa? What was the Malacha? Before Dosh. Dosh. But the Shaila was Dosh Balechayim. Is there a din by Dosh? So yes, right, this is the Shaila. Many places can say that it's not Deraisa Dosh, because there's no Dosh by living creatures. There's Dosh. But you think Taisa says it's a Deraisa? Could be. Okay, so some say it's Taka Deraisa. We don't pass it. Vaguely remember, we learned the Shem's Malacha. We don't pass it that it's a Deraisa, but it's a serious Derabanan. But here a person is a choila, so here it's going to be mutter. Hagoneach mikeev lev sherufu also linak mipivin oez mutter linak b'shabbos mishum diyiniko having mefore kilach ayad. It's mefore kilach ayad. It's not the normal type of regular mishum tsar the choila loygazu rabban. Obviously, this halacha is a little bit outdated. Let's take a look at halacha. It says mishum sort of halacha oistalid mutter linak b'shabbos. I'm sefer minchas pitim shehevi mishum mishut maharach or zorua. The chamod the goneach yenek chola b'shabbos mishum tsar huadin mehay time the mutter lachoila lechol. Okay, so here's a practical halacha you can extract from any linen. Is you want to go to, there's an apple or there's a tomato in your backyard, and you want to suck cut the tomato off the ground, you can't do mechubal karka. So you know what? I'll do the next best thing. I'll put my mouth to the ground and suck the tomato while it's still attached to the ground and squeeze out the juice, tomato juice from the tomato attached to the ground. Is that a melacha deraisa? Is that called kaitza? I'm not cutting it off the ground. I'm just extracting the nutrients, the liquid. So he says a chiddush matam mutul hachoyle leechol peros bepiv mina mechubar. You can bite into an apple while it's still attached to the tree. That's what it's saying over here. Tremendous chiddush. Tahavi koitzer kalachayad. It's koicha kalachayad. Said ayin lekamon. That's what it says. It's the same way. It's mefore kalachayad. Seemingly, it's working with Tosfos that it's a deraisa. Even if it's a deraisa. It's kalachayad. Kalachayad. Make it because of tzar. So that's a fascinating chiddush to eat an apple off the tree. Then Adam.
This with the sabra.
Then Adam Harisha, when he ate from the eighth sadas, did he pull the apple off the tree? Or did he eat it? Did he eat it? Whatever it was. In Esra, Geffen, did he pull it off the tree?
It was Friday.
It was Erev Shabbos, so he was allowed to. It was Mishayla. Taisa Shabbos. Okay, this is a very interesting idea. Okay, let's go to the next halacha. Halacha Avav. Hachoshesh b'meyav. Motulid alem kois she'iroi b'menu chamen. A kois in which you have poured out hot water. This is called bankis. Is this the bankis? You pour water, how it works. Hot cups. So that's it, could be what it is. You have a cup and you have removed from the cup, you heat it up. You heat up the cup by pouring in boiling hot water. And now you empty the cup. There's nothing in the cup anymore, but the hot is very hot. And then you press it so the moisture, the hot moisture in the cup, when you apply it to your skin, somehow magically pulls out whatever is bothering you from inside your stomach. Whatever this is, I don't know how this works. Some technique. If it works, it works. When you're in pain, if it works, whatever you need to do, it works. I complain, and people tell you the most bizarre things. I was complaining that we have mice. So the person says, oh, you have mice, no problem. I live in Eretz Yisrael, and everyone knows in my neighborhood, you hear this thing? You hang up, there's a certain picture.
You go into Borough Park and you'll see it in all the stores.
You put
his picture on the wall tonight for
mice.
It's a Zagula for Schmier for mice.
I'm telling you, that's what they do.
So I would say this, you wouldn't believe it, right?
No.
The Carrie
Steer Baker.
I don't know.
They have it?
And I went into the supermarket and he had mouse traps. I'm giving you a
picture.
Yeah, they make these little
boys. That's what they're selling mouse traps.
No.
Okay, so if it works, it works.
No, actually his name is Gross.
I told them maybe in Eretz Yisrael the mice are afraid of his picture, but not in America. In America,
no. Yeah. Go with Williamsburg.
It works. Okay. Let's go further. Hachoshesh b'meyav mutu litin aleim kosh she'iroi mimenu chamin af al pi she'adayin yesh by hevel. You're allowed to do this, even though there is hevel. V'chein mutu lahachem ulaniach alav. You're allowed to warm it up and put on your body. Why? What's the lumbus? You're not eating any. This is not called refuah. Refuah always means to apply a medicine of something physical to your body. This is a new yisur. If you do a technique, go to a chiropractor. Okay, if you go to a chiropractor, it's mutter. Someone pokes you around. It's mutter. But it's a refuah. I'm in a lot of pain. So you go for a massage on Shabbos. Is that also? It's mutter. Why is it mutter? But it's a refuah. Refuah means either you ingest food or you apply a medicine, a cream, or some type of medicine to an open wound. Doing things just to your body, playing around with your body in order to bring out a refuah, that's not in Chazal's definition of the prohibition of refuah on Shabbos. That's not going to lead to sechikas salamonim. So taking a cup of water, a glass cup, filling up with hot water, and emptying out the cup, and putting the cup on, applying the cup to your body, to your stomach, and causing yourself to be healed, what have you done? I took a cup, I put it on my stomach, did I ingest anything? Did I take some type of anointment and smear it on an open wound? No. also he alludes, oh, but there's hevel, there's some moisture, maybe that moisture in the cup which I'm applying to my body is going to assist in the refuah. That's a davar she'ein boi mamish. That's not significant. Memela, this is not in the category of refuah. And by expanding upon that, the same, you can spin anything that you do to, you go, that's a person, a finger is this long. Today, of course, they wouldn't, they would take you to the emergency room. A person's joint so they would right away, they'll tell you it's sakana, it's never get infected, it's going to be sakana, they'll take you anyway. But let's say there's something which should, something like a chiropractor or some type of massage, someone knows how to do something to you that will, if that's not in the category of refuah, that is mutter.
What about acupuncture?
Yeah, acupuncture, right? What is acupuncture? They do, oh, they make holes.
They stick pins in.
Oh, that can be the blood?
No, there was someone here a few doors away, acupressure,
yeah.
That if you were hurt or something or you needed, he would poke around in certain spots.
Yeah, acupuncture, yeah. That's what it is.
Acupressure.
Pressure also. Okay.
No.
Okay, so I don't know. There's no blood. If there's no blood, if there's no blood, there's no chabura? No chabura, then chabura.
If you can put yourself on Shabbos,
yeah.
You're not allowed to put like a bad
thing on it? You put it on indirectly. You don't actually put it on. You put on a Band-Aid. And you put the Band-Aid on, and the mela it goes on the wound. But to take out of the to take it and to actually apply it and smear it, that you can't do unless this is very serious. If it's not very serious,
well, it's an infection.
Does it help?
What?
It's an infection, so that could come to us.
It depends. It all depends. But generally, you don't put on.
If a baby has a diaper rash, you don't put the cream on the
baby. On the baby. On the diaper, and you put the diaper on, and then as the baby walks around, the cream spreads. So you do the same thing with medication on a Band-Aid or on some type of tissue paper or whatever it is in order to.
Squeeze it?
You can see, yeah, but you have a klachayat. Because when you're squeezing, you're being mareach. You're causing it to. So you squeeze the klachayat. They say, the babies, you should prepare before Shabbos. I don't think anyone does that. They prepare, you take it out before Shabbos, have it ready before Shabbos. Some do, some don't. Yeah, so the oilam, they just squeeze it. I don't have a choice.
Regular exercises on Shabbos. In other words, stretching your legs.
Yes, generally yes, 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 yes. You can yes, yes. That's not refuah. Yeah. Okay. Let's go further. Mi shenok for yadoi eragle. Okay. Let's go further. A person who is injured. A person has nok for yadoi was he hit his hand. It was regal. Some sabiayin kde laham adam. So you can soak it. You soak it in wine, kedil hamad adam, in order to cauterize it, so to speak. No, nokfa, a black and blue mark. Nokfa yodo, I don't know, this is the ancient type of medicine, I don't know exactly what they did, but mish nokfa yodo, there's a wound. So tzaimsa means to, I don't know what's the good word for tzaimsa, to, you're not really soaking it, you're suppressing the wound by applying upon it yayin wine, kedei lahamir adam, so that is mutter. Avoloi b'choymeitz v'neishu chozak v'yeshu m'shum refuah. Wine, another principle, if you're using wine, wine is something which is not called a medicine, so using a homemade remedy is not called a refuah. When you're going to use choymeitz, vinegar already is in the category of a medicine, and that would be you applying a medicine to a wound on Shabbos. If this is not something which is considered to be serious, today everything is serious, but it's something which is not considered to be serious, then it will be also on Shabbos. Let's say a person, a very delicate person, a very sensitive person, and even applying wine to a wound causes you, your whole body to shake. It's like a medication. Then afayayin. Then even applying wine has the same status like applying chometz v'yaser. Al gaviad. Let's say this is already famous. It's on the gav. What's called the gaviad? Is the gav the palm or is the gav the back? I think it's machlekes v'shoinim. Machlekes, what's called the gaviad. Some say it's this. Some say the gaviad is this, the front. If you have a wound in your palm or a wound on the back, this is considered already in Shulchan Aruch to be sakonis nefashos, to be very serious, and this you're allowed to do on Shabbos. So im yesh loy The aval blah blah blah. Yem hu al gaf hayad or al gaf haregel. Or yishnas al yidei barzel. Any wound that was that came about through metal infection. Okay, any or anywhere in the body, a person has a wound that came through a metal.
Is hit by a metal bat.
Anything metal. Al yidei barzel mutal lerapois bechol davar kidil kamon simin tzadibay sif hey. Okay, so that pretty much covers us. After everything is said and done, say everything is an infection, everything is sakana. That's why today we're very, very lenient. Next, halacha ches yesh le'ezem mechush be'enav. Another thing, lo yitin aleim reik tafel. You're not allowed to apply saliva.
Raw saliva.
Perish reik shebepei ba'oyt shehu shleitam klum. Means saliva. What do you mean raw saliva? You did not yet eat in the morning. The person that already had chalant, he already had a kiddush. Then the saliva no longer is potent. It's already diluted. It's not going to be. It has to be saliva that's been in your mouth for 8 hours. You go to sleep and you allow the potency of the saliva to build up overnight. And as long as you have not tasted anything in your mouth from the time you went to sleep until the morning, that saliva has properties which can heal a person. Avol nisha ena yochel demucha milso. When a person takes saliva and puts it in his eyes, that's considered to be applying a medicine on Shabbos, and it is also no one will do this unless he needs it for refuah. Avol nisha ena yochel levtech ena. But a person can't open his eyes are glued shut. You ever had that experience?
Yeah.
You wake up in the morning, they're glued shut, and you want to go take some saliva from your mouth to loosen the eyes. Mutter lilach lechon birayg tafel ki ein zos the refuah. So why? What's the lumdus? A new lumdus. It's not called refuah. This is called pekeach ivrim. This is not refuah. This is just opening the eyes. Avol leftoich anayim kilchavin. It's not refuah. Halacha test. Misha mitzshem mitztahir beroiv hamachal shachal. You ate too much, and you want to induce vomiting. Mutter litchav etzpoi l'sech groina kidei sheyaki to vomit. You're allowed to induce vomiting on Shabbos if you do not feel well.
Bulimia, it's
a very big sickness. So this is mutter. It's mutter to do. This is not called refu. Why? The principle is you're not adding any ingredients. This goes back to the other side. Refu in Chazal's terminology has to include some type of a liquid, some type of medicine. There's no medicine. I'm putting my finger in my mouth, causing myself to take away the meichosh, even though I would only do this because I'm in pain. That's not a part of Chazal's Isra. Halacha Yud. Me, or there's a, let's see, there's some halacha on the bottom. Let's go. I'm the Berahitev, the Aslasos, Kiluach, Lebne Me'ayim, Beshabbos. You're not allowed to do Kiluach, I mean, to take some type of laxative, what?
An animal,
kiluach. Kiluach means to cause it to flow. Is it as an animal? Is that what it is? Or maybe let's take a colace or some type of laxative. I'm not exactly sure what this is. I don't know. Is that an animal? Where is it going? Im loy b'choyle kol haguf. Chayin kosav shabbat mishnah brura b'shem kam achrayim. That's mamish medicine. Kiluach. But you think of it. You want to say maybe it's an animal. So then maybe it should not be ingesting. It's like a derech. I don't know the answer. I don't know. Va'ayin ba'agos masham d'shesh. Sham the zed dafka b'nesin l'sechad dvar hamis sugolim le'refuah al b'mayim l'da l'vad l'tzerch b'sichas nekav b'mokim tzar yesh l'hakav b'mokim kev habatin b'chogav yeshakav. So of course, if you're taking something which is called a food, that's the dar pashit. If I'm going, I know like prune juice. I mentioned yesterday prune juice. Why am I drinking the prune juice? A laxative. Would I otherwise drink the prune juice? Absolutely not. But since it is a food, so it's not nickel. Hey, I'm doing this before. Then it's mutter. And it says, when it comes to water, if you want to go drink 8 glasses of water right now in order to open up your stomach to get whatever is inside down, that is some mutter. And of course, it goes without saying. But welcome, shkei. But the person is in a lot of pain. Okay, there's a double push. If your entire guf is reeking with pain, you can do whatever you need to do for refuah on Shabbos, as long as it's not chul Shabbos, unless it's bikuach nefesh. Halacha yud. Maka shein bei sakana. Maka. Shame by sakana lo yaniach alecha riti. You're not allowed to put a bandage or some type of compress. I feel also yesterday. You made it from yesterday. The local dove shumer shumer fu. I feel ola oichaticha speged. Even a leaf also can be refuah. Oichaticha speged yavesh. An old garment. The yashan shumer rapegam kain. Even just material. Even certain types of material that's been shmat for sitting around. That also has the kech to bring refuah. Avol nois na alecha is a dove l'shamra. But you shalot tisrat cannot become infected. But you're allowed to go put a covering, a band-aid, you're allowed to put a band-aid. A band-aid, today a band-aid is a little more complex because the band-aid probably, I assume, is treated. I'm assuming that the band-aid part is treated with some type of medicine, some type of no lightweight, something, nothing, namish, nothing.
That is the rule.
So there's no, okay, I don't know, but it's, but that you are allowed to apply a band-aid on Shabbos. There's nothing open on a band-aid on Shabbos, but you should be careful not to rip the letters. So you have to be very careful when you open up the band-aid the best that you can. Sometimes Johnson & Johnson, it says they're little letters. You have to try not to rip the letters when you open up the thing to apply a band-aid. But that, everyone knows you're allowed to apply a band-aid on Shabbos. Let's say you have a band-aid from yesterday. You're allowed to open up the wound and you're allowed to clean out the maka. Don't clean the ritiya itself, the band-aid itself. Because by cleaning the ritiya, you're going to be smoothing the medicine that it's on the ritiya, and that's awesome. Let's say the ritiya falls off, you're not allowed to return it. Because by putting the ritiya on Shabbos, you're putting on a new medicine. But if you have the band-aid is on the wound and you want to open it from one side and clean it and then close it, so that you at no point in time have you ever completely taken off the band-aid. That's not considered on Shabbos, like you're putting on a new band-aid on Shabbos. But if the entire thing fell off, it's like your talus, once it falls off, you want to put it back on, you got to make a new bracha. Now it's called a significant masi, it's a kzeilu, you're putting on new medicine on Shabbos. Lo yachsirena. Nafl al gabe kli yachsirena. It falls on a kli yachsirena. I don't know why that's the difference. I really don't know what the lumdus is. On a kli, so it's not considered completely fell off, I don't know why. V'yim itztar harbe mutu lema lenihudi lachzif yivir avalav tzai. You can tell the goy to put it on. Avalasso lema lenihudi lachzif yivir avalav tzai. You cannot tell the goy amir l'yakam zasser. The same way you may not put on a medicine, you may not tell a goy to apply medicine. Of course, it's going to be a case where it's a nechush and it's not a real sakana. Ki merki marveya charetia ki meirua charetia hu yesu deraisa. Smoothing the medicine upon the bandage is an isu deraisa. Taking cream and smoothing cream on a rash or even on a bandage is a malacha deraisa. The aser afilu al yidei ein yehudi v'im lo kishacholo kaguva. Unless a person is mamish sick for real, then amir yakum is mutter. Shus b'mokim tzorech for refuah is mutter. Okay, this obviously deals with a diaper rash for babies. It's a very big problem. A diaper rash. So the rule is that you don't smear. Be very careful not to. I'm sure all the grandparents here have a lot of experience with all of these things. You've been acquainted with Girsa the Ankusa. So putting on the diaper rash, as you mentioned, you're not allowed to smear the cream on the rash itself on Shabbos. The best thing, that unless the child is really in a lot of pain, that's already a whole different category. If the child's really in the gather of tsar, then you could do it kila achar yad. Then you do it in an unusual way. Better to have a goy do it. If you can't have a goy do it, then you do it in kalach yad. But if it's not the end of the world, so the solution always given by the poskim is to take the cream out of the tube and put it on the diaper and just put it. Don't smear it. Don't be careful not to smear it all. Just apply a chunk, a blob, whatever it is, of cream, and then put the diaper on. And hopefully, as the child moves around,
you gotta squeeze the diaper.
I don't know, you have to whatever, maybe klachayad, you're not mamish squeezing it. You put the diaper on, and then as the diaper gets on, the cream will move around by itself and will find itself into the right location. Halacha yud aleph asel lehoniach beged al makas sheyotzei menu dam. You may not put a beged al makas sheyotzei menu dam b'nei she'adam yitzpa oiso. Coloring. You're not allowed to put a makah because it's going to get dyed red. Now, it's not so similar. You know, bandit, you have the same problem. It's not a beged. A bandit is not a beged. A band-aid is a throwaway. Dealing over here with something which okay, it's, the whole thing is very bizarre to us today. I'm happy. I actually now have a red garment. So the blood is okay. We're dealing with different times. It's hard for us to relate to. But a band-aid nowadays, and all of these things that we apply to wounds, they go straight in the garbage, medical waste. So these things are always mutter. There's no issue today with tzevea when it comes to to these bandages. When we call it, but here it's a beged, it's a garment. It's a garment which can use a little refreshing, a little red. When we call shukin beged adam shuhu masakne, it's a garment that's already red, and you make it even red, it's going to be asr. If you got muscle lit like a maka, also that goes, I'll take it out, go squeeze a maka. In order to cause blood to come out, that's the malacha deraisa of mifarek. Avol, you're releasing a liquid from your body. Avol ketzad, it says reichetz b'mayim or b'yayin. You're allowed to wash indirectly. If you, there's going to be blood, so you wash your hands b'mayim or b'yayin. Lahavir hadam v'yakach yichre chalav simartu. Then you dry it with a handkerchief. And even though when you dry with a handkerchief, maybe in the process you may cause it, the blood to get squeezed out. It's being done shleb mekavana. It's being done indirectly. It's mutter v'main hadam poisik al yedei rechitz. It's like a sponge type of thing. I think it's a kori achbish. I don't know what this is. I think it's like a sponge, like what we would call a bandaid. And you tie the rag. It has some healing properties. This spongy thing. Okay, let's take a look at the b'shem of Allah. Spider web. Okay, some type of spongy thing which absorbs the blood. Let's look at halacha vav shadam yitzbay so ayin b'shul b'sam resh shehikshe eich mutal l'noshim livdek es atzim b'shabbos ha nitzba ha'ed b'dam. How is woman going to do this on Shabbos? It's going to become red. Tzaveya. This is the heter. It's derech lichluch, ein zeh derech tzedia. When something is not considered to be dyed, it's filthy, dirty, that's called lichluch, and that's not called tzedia. A band-aid, a bandage in our day and age, who goes right into the garbage, medical waste. So same thing when it comes to an aid, an examination, well, for a woman, for bedika, it goes in the garbage. For whom it moved me, I'm going to have rum. The ayin, the hagois, my sham, the shame, shut. He's matir. The ayin mishnebura shekasev gamkein sheish lachal kedas hadvas b'mokam hatchak v'chein kasev mishnebura b'mokam hatchak mutl aniach ben beged al hamaka ke'achreinim hamakilu mezeh. They have a beged, and the beged over here is lichluch. Even though it's a garment, it's not disposable like our bandages. Even if you're using a handkerchief, so it's called a beged, and the beged is going to be dyed. It, since it's derech lichluch, it's not derech tzoveya. You can be megal. Halacha yud beis haposech mursa. A person has a pimple. Kedei laharchiv piyamaka. You want to the pus pimple in order to a pus pimple. You only want to open up the wound to mabes mursa from Shabbos perikum sal Shabbos. Kedeich sharoi from oisim. You're making a Pesach on Shabbos, a tile of binyan, baina. This is a malacha sarayfe. You're only opening it because you want, in order for something called the Pesach, Shabbat has to go in and out. In and out. Air goes in, pus goes out. But let's say you're only opening it for one way. You want to remove the lecha. It's causing you tsar. The ein a choyshe shetachsa. At this time, you don't care if it's going to close up. You want to just remove for the moment. You don't want the ear to get inside. You just want to get out the buildup of pus. The pressure is causing pain, and you don't care if tachsa v'tisay miyad harizem mutar mishum tsare. The dafkul enakval yidei machel chodeme avoloi b'tziparno mishum the toilesh ketsas mehamursa the yesh b'zechiyav toilesh. If you use your teeth, then you. Or your so a pin is just a perforation. A pin is mutter. A machad, you're not removing. But if you're using your hands or using teeth, might be a shayla of a nail. So then you're going to cut away part of the flesh, and that is called toilish. The gam ayde machad chodem mekayim v'shiyesh lochu shema yischayvon d'shtor pesucha kli shahosi leichu v'gam achakach al kein efshe yesh las ayde nachvi. It's also not such a good idea even doing a macha, because since even though right now you're only doing it in order to relieve the pressure, in order to let the pus out, but you may do it in a way where you'll be very happy if the hole remains open for the long term. Because if the hole remains open for the long term, then the air will get inside, and the air that gets inside will heal it. And that is the derech refuah. That's the technique that he says over here, according to the kids, is that the derech refuah is the mapas morse, is to make a hole that is open, that shall remain open for the long term, goes in, goes out, and comes in, and that is derech refuah. That's how he teaches here derech refuah, and that is also, so it was only trying to remove the pus. That's not a full derech refuah, that is mutter, but you have to be careful, and if you could have someone else to go do, that would be even better. Okay, we'll stop here and take a break in 2 minutes.